So, Hare Krishna Prabhus. Thank you very much for attending again our seminar, Preaching is the Essence. We are right in time and have to start, therefore, immediately. Today, I want to start the first day where practical applications of preaching are discussed. Tomorrow, Thursday, we will hear another of these practical applications. That is, we will hear how you can start, how to give a lecture and how to address the public. That will be quite interesting, I think, for all of you. But for today, will ich nachher am Ende austeilen.
Ach so, ja, dann macht auch nichts.
For today, we will start with getting in the active preaching field. Now, one thing is very important. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm used to the stage, then you have to always have the microphone here. One thing I really want to say in the beginning is that if you want to set out in the preaching field, you do have to start by making, first of all, a few goals which you want to attain in your activity of preaching. The goal setting is really the first and most important aspect of someone who wants to start with the preaching. To give you some very interesting insight into this, most of the time, we as conditioned souls find ourselves in an activity trap or a mind trap. For instance, in my own life, I never liked to go to school, but I was forced to go to school, to rise every morning at 7 o'clock, brush my teeth, wash my face, get on the bicycle, and arrive at school, and listen to the teachers, make the homework, prepare for examinations. And one time I just understood, I don't really want this. But I found myself caught in an activity trap. This is what happens often to people. They all of a sudden find themselves in a situation which has developed its own merciless dynamic. They always do it just out of form. This happens in many marriages where the man or the woman becomes unenthusiastic for the relationship, but because there are children, because you have to pay the rates, it has to go on. It also sometimes happens in the life of a devotee who finds himself just automatically doing his service, like mopping the floors of the temple, and he really is not there with his heart. It's only the mechanism which has become his lord and master, the controller of his life, is pushing him on. So the same thing happens in our mind. We sometimes cannot escape certain mental traps where we always have the same reactions towards someone, towards a given situation, where we think, does he like me, does he not like me? I love to do this, but I can't do this, and my temple president is not facilitating such and such program, although you know what I want to say. So when this happens, you have to really step out of your two kinds of traps, watch your life from the distance, and set new goals. I want to make a little meditation with all of you, which I have called the funeral meditation. Imagine you would travel 30 years from now into your future, and you would arrive at the banks of the Yamuna, where you would see a heap full of wood. And around this heap you would see dandas, and you would see very respectable great Vaishnavas. You would go closer to this heap and become shocked as you see your own corpse, the dead body. No mistake, it's Parivaru's dead body with a big face and the attractive ears. So, at that time, what would you would listen to the conversation. They would say, such and such devotee, such and such Mataji, had very good intentions when he or she came to Krishna consciousness. He or she thought to make an end to material life. But on the way, it happened that certain material desires came up again, and this person found himself in an activity trap or mind trap. Yesterday we talked with one very nice bhakta who told us that all the time he finds himself in the prasadam trap. He lives to serve the little guy between the two rows of teeth, and couldn't overcome it. So we were discussing this a little bit from a distanced position, and try to offer some possible solutions to overcome this. So I feel you should go into this meditation and ask yourself, what would you like the devotees to tell about you? What were your goals in your life? And did you do the correct steps in order to attain them? Or did you just surrender to the easy, the comfortable way, which pushed you into some position in your spiritual life where you couldn't give your best, where you couldn't be creative, and so on and so forth. So every person must make, so to say, a mission statement for his life. And it is recommended to make two kinds of mission statements. What do you want to attain in as far as service, and what do you want to attain as far as your own situation is concerned? Srila Prabhupada made a mission statement very early. Before he came to America, he had it ready and had seven purposes which he wanted to attain in spreading Krishna consciousness. And I want to read these seven purposes together with you. They are on the sheets of papers which have been distributed. First point, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. It's a big goal. Then he wanted to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, to bring the members of the society together with each other nearer to Krishna, the prime entity. And thus develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead Krishna. That's another of his mission statements. He wanted to make temples where the devotees were going to live together and follow the Krishna conscious lifestyle. Then he wanted, number four, to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting, Sankirtan distributing books, and doing Harinams of the holy name of God. Then to erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Godhead. He developed the two holy dharms, Mayapur and Vrindavan. He had plans for Jagannath Puri. But he also once said, our temples in the West are not in Paris, they are not in London, they are in the spiritual world. So that's another of his purposes. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life, he accomplished this with his farm projects. And seven, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books and other writings. That's why we say books are the basis, because on that ground, or on that level, he wanted to, and he actually achieved, his other six purposes. Yes? Yes, please.
I don't know if you're going to talk about this later, but the idea about goal setting when you join ISKCON, then you're going to help Prabhupada with his mission. As far as I know, you're going to have your own ideas and do what you like, but you help in what is necessary in the mission. So
I'm very thankful for this. It came actually. I'm very, very thankful for this. I expressed it unintentionally in a way which I don't mean it. This is very, very important. When I wanted to say we must have our own goals, I meant it should be in the framework of what Prabhupada has given as the founder acharya of our movement. If we start making our own goals, I want to start the Krishna conscious Krishna conscious spreading of Krishna consciousness by spiritual pizza distribution. This is the basis of my movement.
For the first number of years you come to ISKCON, you just do as you're told.
Yeah.
And maybe when you get older, maybe you can have your different responsibilities as a leader or a manager or a preacher. But most of the devotees who come
in the beginning,
even if they want to do something different, if you want to be a pujari, but there is something you have to go out, you do. You go out. No?
You say in the beginning one should be a follower, and in the later one can use his creativity within that framework. Yes, if there is room. Yes, that's awesome. That's a very nice point. But then it really helps if you are now, we are, some of us are in the beginner stage, others are a little older. It really helps if beyond understanding these seven purposes of Srila Prabhupada, understanding the framework in which we either follow or work a little by, you know, doing our using our creativity. Beyond this, I would recommend every one of you to think a little bit about your life in Krishna consciousness and make your own private list, so to say. Not just the mission list, but what you want to achieve. You will see there are certain things which are very good, like very spiritual, someone will write down, I want to attain pure love of God. But if you allow yourself writing this, just letting it flow out, it's advised by Gunagrahi Maharaj to just write down until you have 20 points. And you will see after 5, it becomes a little... You become, oh yeah, what do I... But then all of a sudden you see that sometimes even crazy ideas which you have never admitted yourself to believe come out. I want to marry it within the next year. I want to have children. And you will see what is in your mind, which is very, very helpful. A devotee must be an authentic personality as he puts himself into Krishna consciousness, and he might sometimes have to go through the process of admitting that there are impure desires, and once he finds that out and he confronts them, he can do something to overcome them. For this overcoming, I wanted to suggest to you this funeral meditation, because on the funeral, when you are approaching the funeral pyre in your mind, you will see what is important and what was not important. What is Shreyas, that is your ultimate goal, and what was Prayas, that is this temporary material goal, which sometimes have to be sacrificed in order to reach our higher goals. See, we are speaking about goal setting, and this is one of the things I can feel. It's a new concept for you. Think about it if it helps you, and if it doesn't help you, then it's also not the most important thing in the universe. It's not that you will be tested on that. I will ask the question on this. It's just one technique which certain devotees find helpful, to make an inventory, so to say, from time to time about one's state of consciousness, so that one can be clear about what he wants. Good. Now, the next stage, after having set down the goals, and again, of course, I have understood our Mataji a little, I have misunderstood her a little bit, but still I think it's at least the impetus which I received from what you said is very important, and I'm very thankful. I need it actually for my presentation to go properly. We should all educate ourselves with the 7 purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to know what Srila Prabhupada wanted, and then we should strain our brains how to obtain these goals. Prabhupada wrote in the year 1973, now tax your brain to create programs for engaging the wider and wider classes of population in Krishna consciousness. That's not on your sheets. It's one of the quotes which we don't have, unfortunately. I've just spoken with our secretary, and we think it would be a very nice idea if we make a sheet of paper with all these wonderful quotes of Srila Prabhupada. And if you want to have this, you could give your name and address, and we can send it to you once it is completed. Then you will have nice, inspiring Prabhupada quotes which can help and carry you through your life of spreading Krishna consciousness, and you could benefit immensely by it. So if you want this, please give your name and address to Lalita, that is Lalita Mataji with the glasses, who is always giving you the papers, and then we will send it once it is ready. So, upon these 7 goals, our mission statements of Prabhupada, we should tax our brain how to make this available to a larger groups of people. Now, one very nice point is that a preacher always needs to have a motivation. Isn't it? You must be motivated to go out there and face the conditioned souls and answer the questions and bring them to Krishna consciousness. You need this motivation as a book distributor, as a any type of preacher. So one thing is, which Prabhupada once said in Allahabad, is that if you want to get 100, you will get 50. But if you aim at 50, you will only get 25. You won't get 100. You follow this logic? So it's always good to have a high goal and aspire to achieve it, hoping that Krishna will empower your feeble attempt and will be merciful. This was once expressed by Srila Prabhupada in a letter which he wrote in 1971. We should always be enthusiastic to try for shooting the rhinoceros. Rhinoceros. That way, now do you know about rhinoceros shooting? I think everyone here has heard this example in the class because it's so nice. It's difficult to shoot it because you have to really shoot at this one place, I forgot where, plus we don't really want to kill a poor four-legged animal between the eyes. That's the only place. If you shoot anywhere else, he will just go wilder and kill you. It's very difficult. And when the rhino attacks, it goes kling 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 with the big head like this as it runs. So we should always be enthusiastic to try for shooting the rhinoceros. That way, if we fail, everyone will say, never mind, nobody can shoot a rhinoceros anyway. And if we succeed, then everyone will say, just see what a wonderful thing they have done. So if you are determined in this way to expand the Atlanta temple, then you can try for it by begging for the protection of Krishna. So it's very important that if you set your goals, how to spread Krishna consciousness in your area of responsibility, have a high motivation. Everything is possible by Krishna's mercy. Even that you become a pure devotee. Isn't it? We are idealists on the start. Why should we give it up in the middle? We come to this movement to go back home, back to Godhead. That's something big. So, another thing about goal setting is, don't be fanatic at this. Let me just please finish this part. Don't be fanatic at the same time, and don't make yourself dependent on your goals. Don't be fruitive. Be a little bit, dependent on Krishna, depend on the protection of Krishna. And another thing is, know that big changes take place in society only after some endeavor has gone to it. Prabhupada just said about this part of the motivation in a letter which he wrote as early as 69. It doesn't matter if things are going a little slow, but make everything slow but sure. That is a good principle. It is not in your notes. To do things hastily and incorrectly is not good. There is a proverb in Bengali, Sabure Mava Pale. This means that all valuable nuts like almonds, macadamias, walnuts, coconuts, etc., all take a long time to fructify. Anything valuable takes a little time to come into existence. Therefore, there is no harm in waiting for the best thing. But everything is well that ends well. That should be the principle. In other words, don't be discouraged. In our Western world, we have a very superficial understanding of success. If we are not immediately successful in a certain endeavor, we become restless. Therefore, people give up activities rather quickly. Sometimes you see that devotees give up their spiritual master very quickly, or marriages are dissolved very quickly. Prabhupada once wrote about another concept. We are trying to please Krishna. That is all. We simply must go on with our business to the best of our ability. We must always sincerely try to do our best with great determination. This is a transcendental position. You should not be discouraged if people are not coming to your meetings. Success or failure, this is not our business. We leave that up to Krishna. My Guru Maharaj said, it does not matter if anyone comes to hear. You go on with your chanting. If no one hears you, the walls will hear. But this does not mean that we should sit down someplace and simply chant Hare Krishna for our own benefit. We should be always anxious to save the crippled-minded people with the science of Krishna consciousness. See, this is our success. If we just try to please Krishna, we are not the controllers of our environment, we are not the controllers of the result, but we can control our minds, and we can try at least to control our minds and not become discouraged. We do the right thing. When there is a walnut tree and the tree doesn't come, it doesn't mean that you should go and tear on the little plant. Come on. Just come. You might rip out the whole plant and then nothing will ever come. You understand this? When you cultivate a seed and you have a little plant, a tree. So, slow but sure. Yes, there was one question, I think. Let me just please finish this. I know I'm not a good teacher in a way that I do not really know how to interact with you, but we will make a little pause after I will have just given an ordinary point how you can go about with your preaching. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Next question is, where are we now? For instance, you want to make a preaching group. What do you want to attain? Do you want to make many programs outside? Or do you want to have, for instance, many congregational members? So where do we want to go? Then where are we now? Third question, which obstacles are in the way? Fourth question, how can we overcome them? Make an action plan. Fifth, regularly overview and reassess. This should be reassessment, not reassurance. You should reassess again, think about it, is this attained? Do not allow diversion to your goal. This is very important. Imagine one morning at die nochmalige Beurteilung, reassessment. Imagine in the morning you change your rounds, and all of a sudden, a Prabhu comes and says, I've just had the greatest idea. I dreamt of a pizza the night. And then, I went down into the kitchen and made a pizza for myself to try and test my dream. And it tasted so good. And then I became all enthusiastic. I saw it as a confirmation of the super soul, and I went down at 12 o'clock in the night and looked for a place to make a pizza house. And then I found the place right opposite to the university, which is ideal for pizza. Then I called the man at 1 o'clock, and he was awake, and he said, "Okay, you can have, you can rent this." And now we have to rent it, because imagine pizzas. Everyone in the world likes pizzas, and when we have a pizza house right next to the university, and so on and so forth. You know, he's dreaming of taking over the world with pizza. And pizza and Prabhupada start with the same P, so it is another confirmation of the super soul. You know, and then you asked him, where is the money coming from for this new Prasadam program? Well, we can somehow make it. And who will manage it? Well, we can take a book distributor to manage it. You know, this would mean diversion from your plans. You have to be careful. Maya is always trying this to this. Now, I've given a very exaggerated example, but there could be others. And then, if you want to reach your goal, train your devotees and help them. So I wanted to go up till here. This is goal setting. And if we just have a little, so to say, do you have questions up to there? I think Madhavendra Puri Prabhu, you wanted to say something? Yes, please.
Regarding setting up goals, personal goals, Srila Prabhupada said that we have to become 100% pure devotees in order to go back home.
Yeah.
But at one point he gave some compromises in the sense that he was exchanging with devotees. He said, okay, 90%, and then he said 80%. I forgot the exact
75%. He ended. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I forgot the yeah. figures. Mm-hmm. So it seems in this vivid example that is lowering down the.
So. Yeah, I'm very glad that you asked me because of this. I have not presented it in a very clear way, and therefore it needs further clarification. What I wanted to express is that first of all, we need to know the mission statement. We must know what our founder Acharya wanted, yes? And then the next thing is we want to do this, and therefore we have to be clear about what we really want, what is on our minds. Many people are not in this world, and many they are not very clear what they want. Like, do you really want to go out and preach? If you do not want to do it, you may sit and hear many much more valuable presentations than I can ever hope to give it, but you won't actually finally go out and do it. So therefore, it's important find out about your real motivations. And then, if necessary, do the weeding. I wanted to give this funeral meditation as a help for devotees to differentiate between their real desires and their apparent or their false desires. I didn't say or didn't want to indicate or give the idea that you should go about fulfilling your impure desires. But it is important to know if you have them so that you can successfully get rid of them. That is what I wanted to say, and therefore it sometimes helps to write it down. See, this is really very, very important, this point, I feel, because no person in the world will act according to his understanding if his desires are different. And we need to, you know, if we want to become preachers, we need to desire to become preachers. If we just listen to the beautiful quotes, but we do not internally absorb it because there are some other desires, it won't work. I've heard once, there's a nice philosophical point about it. Why do you think so many devotees in Krishna consciousness are not so happy and self-fulfilled, although the process is perfect? It is because they have so many desires. Imagine you eat a good meal, but you have worms inside. Then the worms will eat the meal and you won't have any strength from eating that meal. You won't go out in action and do something good. In the same way, if you have other desires than, you know, to fulfill these missions or to become a devotee, unless and until you know what these desires are and you throw them out by the process of Krishna consciousness, you will never actually be able to accomplish anything. I know this is a new concept for many of our devotees, because usually our process is, you know, appears to be just preaching, box other bases, and so on and so forth. But why do you think there is so little book distributing going on, although the preaching is so big? Because devotees don't want to distribute. They may want to distribute the books, but there are many other desires in the way, so that they never get to go there. So therefore my suggestion is to do a little weeding in the heart, and you can do so by differentiating between your real desires, your Shreyas-oriented desires, which come. Like when, imagine, let us just imagine, we would know in 7 days we would die. Does it sound familiar to you, this example? Maharaj brings you the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, yes. Imagine this, what would we do? We would change our life in many drastic ways, isn't it? We wouldn't eat too much. We would most probably reconsider many things which we really would go weeding. So therefore Prabhupada, he gave us this meditation by saying a devotee should always think about three things. I mean, he said so many things, but one of the things is that he is only passing through here. That Krishna is one's real friend. And that I have to serve Krishna. This is my duty, this body and mind. When you think about these three points, you are always in the spiritual reality, Prabhupada said. And many things like this. So, thank you very much. May I just ask, is it clear what I wanted to say with goal setting? Please, if you have any doubt, I'm very, very happy that this came up, because yes, it must have been misunderstandable. I really think it's so important, Prabhu, because let us be practical. We don't want to theorize about preaching, we want to do it. See, when I first started this seminar, I wanted to start, who wants to preach? I wanted to do this. And if it would be less, and if it would be 50% of the audience or 40% of the audience, I'm sorry, I'm a little unusual person. I wanted to say, these people, just come with me, we will make our seminar. Because someone who doesn't want to preach will never do it. Maybe not now, but in the future. This is what I wanted. Prabhupada said, first, he started actually like this. First, understand Krishna is your only friend. Second point, we are just passing through. And third, our duty is to serve Krishna with body and mind. When you are doing these three things, you are always in the spiritual reality. I also can find this quote for you, and then you can, we can put it on the page of quotes. It's a very nice guiding quote. Good. Yes, please, Maharaji.
Let's do a short question about the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
What is exactly, what do you mean, what is the diversion? Because Prabhupada also encouraged Grihasthas to distribute prasad.
Yes.
And preach to the students.
Even pizza would be a very nice question. I wanted to, yes, very nice. I personally think Prabhupada's pizza house is a great idea because everyone likes pizza, whereas chapati and sabji is already too, maybe too Indianized. But the diversion is that we have to take a book distributor away from book distribution. That's the point here. We have a goal. Books are the we have an understanding, books are the basis, but here we are taking a book distributor away from book distribution. And we have to raise a lot of money to do it.
But like for a few not so engaged devotees or
Those
who are gliding down, and maybe it would be very nice.
Very, very nice. Ideal. I think we should try in Radhadesh with the Prabhupada Pizza House. These tourists, for instance, will certainly like it, isn't it? Pizza is universal food. But you must take brown meal, brown flour, otherwise you eat and eat and you don't get your hunger away. But that's a trick, maybe.
Is it possible to get a copy of the prayer preaching?
Yeah, which Prabhupada prayed?
Yes.
We will be able to send it to you when Prabhupada arrived at the Jaladut. But you can find it yourself. It's in the Lilamrita. Number one, planting the seed at the end of the book, in the index. Yeah. Now these are now preaching points. I will give a very short answer to this. You can find out how much you are still attracted to sexual desire. That is how you can measure your spiritual advancement. And we all know, well, this is the greatest attachment to material life. But please let us not get hung up, because we must really get now into something practical, how to set it up. Are you satisfied with this? Is this all right? Can I continue? Can you go on? So I have written... actually, Kripa Mayaprabhu was the one who wrote it for me after a lecture in Mayapur. It is practical guidelines on follow-up sankirtan. As you know, by the book distribution, we get many, many people to understand something about Krishna consciousness. Now, these little seeds which we have sown by our book distribution or by other contacts with conditioned souls have to be taken care of, just like a gardener takes care of his seeds. The first thing which you need in order to set up any preaching program is addresses. And of all the addresses, we found the addresses which are coming from book distribution to be only on the fourth place, you know, which the book distributors have collected. These addresses are on the fourth place. The best addresses are coming from people who have sent Let us to your temple to know more about you. The second best category, at least in Germany, is guests who come to the temple Sunday program. This is because these two types of people have made an own initiative already. They have done already a response. The third kind of addresses, the third category who are on the third place, are addresses of people who have attended preaching programs. And the fourth is names and addresses collected from book distribution. So when you have all these addresses, you need to find out who is good, who can be visited, who can be sent something, and so on. And this process we have called the sifting of your addresses, sifting them out. What we do is, in our area of preaching, to send all these people a checkout letter, you could say, which has 3 points in it. That Krishna consciousness is something ancient, it has a whole spiritual culture based on it, it's something authentic. Second point, there is a process for becoming Krishna consciousness, and it teaches, it talks about japa and about the prasadam, about associating of with devotees and so on. And third, there is a movement which applies this process. So by introducing us with a check, with such a letter, people get a further understanding what we are. And then at the end of the letter, bravo, at the end of the letter, there should be an offer which evokes a response from the people. I would suggest the following. Of course, you can follow along with the article, but I think for concentration it will be better if I just bruise through it. But you have to see how your mind works the best. Maybe you should just hear, but if you think it's good, if you look also in the paper, then this is maybe also helpful. So, so then when you have a thing like, please check in this box to order our magazine. If the letter comes, send me your magazine. You have to have a magazine. And you have to send it. And as fast as possible. So, that's one way which we have adopted. Then your good contacts should be used, should be visited by preachers who bring these people more into Krishna consciousness. They should give the people a process whereby which they can also become Krishna conscious, like chanting and reading in the books. That's usually the most preferable. Then, when the people become a little bit more closer to you, you can engage them in devotional service. Let them subscribe to your Back to Godhead or local magazine, or let them give some regular donation. That's the membership and the donation. You can tell them how to cook and engage with them in cooking yourselves. You can preach, and you can invite them to also preach. In other words, when you visit someone and preach to someone, you should make him, so to say, conversant with the process of devotional service, which he can do in his own home. Krishna does not describe a devotee to be someone who lives in a certain address. He describes a devotee to do 4 things. To think of him, you have to help the person, in other words, who lives outside, to think of Krishna by reading in the books. That's the easiest. You have to offer, you have to tell him to do some service. This is a devotee. He worships Krishna by some kind of service. He can offer his food maybe, or he can give a donation. Think of him, that's the first thing you want to bring the person to. Become his devotee, that means he does some service, yes. And the third thing is he should worship Krishna. That is by making an altar at his home, or coming to the deities and bringing flowers and a penny, some donation, and then offer your homage unto Krishna. It is very good if the people learn to bow down before Krishna. Whenever I see someone whom I have preached for a long time, when he finally makes his obeisances in the temple, I know now Krishna will take him. Now he will be accepted. This is described in greater length in this article. I'm a little shy to recommend you to read an article which I have written, but anyways, this is only a collection of points which is seen very, very helpful over the years. So, the many things which we could, I think really we should stop at this point and see if you have any further questions. I think our time is up, Ben. Was? 11:30. I really hope I'm not going too fast. I'm a little worried that I'm still always stay in the time. Maybe it's a little hard to listen to me. I want to excuse myself if I'm going too fast for some of you. Yes, Madhavendra Puri.
Does the Nama techniques fit in these guidelines?
Yes, this is. Thank you for asking. This is exactly how to set up. It's how to prepare for Namhatta program. Actually, I wanted to talk on this. Thank you very much, Madhavendra Puri. This is the last thing. So after you have gathered many people who are interested, after you have cultivated them a little bit, then you can think about Namhatta. Namhatta means that there are people who are interested in Krishna consciousness, and you bring them together in some program. The way which we do usually is we have a place, maybe a very good friend of Lord Krishna, and then we invite all the people who are living around this area to a program which is given by a devotee, very important, not by the friend of Lord Krishna, but by a devotee. You will see why this has to be so in a minute. For instance, to give you a practical example, Kiel, that's up in North Germany, where we have a very good Namhatta center, which works very nice. There were two people who were riding to the temple, and we visited them and cultivated them, so that now they have thrown all their Bob Dylan photos and the Black Monsters of Rock, or I don't know what name the groups have. They have thrown them out of the house, and it looks presentable. And then we invited all the people which we had in our mail order, you know, all the addresses which we had through these four means. We invited them for a program, and we gave this program. It started with a bhajan, then a lecture, then prasadam, and then some slight presentation. That's the way Srila Prabhupada had his public programs. Bhajan, lecture, prasad, slight presentation. And then, some people liked it very much, and we said, okay, in 1 month we will have another program. And then we went the second time with a devotee. I didn't go myself, Adishesh Prabhu went. Mm. And then already some relationships started. People saw, oh, there you are again. They started to greet each other. And then we asked them for the next morning to come, the most enthusiastic people, for a morning program, which started at 8 o'clock. Not 4 o'clock. then we discuss about Krishna consciousness and how nice it is together to practice Krishna consciousness. Everyone needs friends, and we invited them to make their own little party, Krishna conscious party, and we gave them the idea how to conduct it. You should read from the scriptures, discuss it according to your own realizations. You should try to prepare some prasadam, and so on. And from these things, gradually a very vital and dynamic Namhata center started, which does book distribution already in very little ways. Many of our temples, which are now temples, places which we started, started like this. We invited people and brought them together. But you have to be there, because they might, if they meet together alone too early, they might only talk prajalpa. Or sometimes so you have to know, in my little example of Kiel, I said we started after the third meeting, so to say. But many times it just takes many more meetings. You really have to know when you start. Like in Freiburg, we left a Namhata group too early alone. And next time we came, the two leaders were fighting with knives with each other, because they were actually homosexuals, which I didn't know, and they had a little trouble in their relationship, and then they become very heavy apparently because of frustration, and I was just there when they attacked each other with knives, and I just went stop, and we could stop the fight, but it could have been disastrous. Imagine it was before all the friends came by Krishna's grace. We came there, and then it started, and finished. We came just in the right time to avoid some bloodshed. Even imagine we would not have come, and they would have, the friends would come, and one would go, he cut me in my body, you know, and this would have been terrible for the reputation of Krishna consciousness. Shocking, isn't it?
when you invite them after the second meeting, after the second public engagement, you say you invited the most interested ones.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. It was in the temple then?
Yes, in the apartment of one of the friends. See, the Namhata Center is not the temple, but it is an apartment of one of our house, or whatever. The main idea is you make spiritual programs, and then after some time you suggest to your people who you think are genuinely interested in Krishna consciousness to meet alone. But of course, it's always better if you have a devotee there. Most of the times we just don't have enough devotees who can be made free for such a service. But it's good to have the first meetings with devotees at least. I said three. That's too short. I just made it a little short for the presentation. It's much, much too short. It takes longer. Don't leave them too early. That is what I wanted to say with my dramatic story.
But it seems, actually, in one way, we should never leave them. Because as far as my concepts are concerned, there's so
young in Krishna consciousness, yeah. No, we should also not leave. I'm just was saying, if you cannot be there for a program, this is what I wanted to express, then they can meet in this format. In Berlin, for instance, the friends, you know, they will, after you have shown them, they will like to do it themselves, alone. But this doesn't mean you never go back to them. I mean, it would be nice if we would have so much Namhata programs to do, or setting up Namhatas, that we don't have time for our... They need it. In the Namhata Mela, which was in India this year, there was one Namhati who said, we have preached and started doing this Namhata program, and we started with four, now we are 40 who come to the regular meetings each week. Our only complaint is there's, since 1 year, no devotee of ISKCON came by. There, it's just going interesting. If you are interested, I have written an article on the Namhata congregation meeting, and you can also order it to find out what is going on in Bengal and how they do this. We were there for 3 days after the Mayapur festival together with Jai Pataka Maharaj. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much for this nice question. No, don't bring them also too early together, because they might just quarrel. In the age of Kali, this quarreling tendency is so... They always want to be higher than the other and more experienced, and they don't... So my suggestion is first cultivate the people nicely and then bring them together, and then only after you are sure that they can make it on their own, leave them on their own. But you will see, everyone will like to come to a program which you give, where you address some nice subject, and where you cook for them. It's like a public, not really public program, but a program amongst interested people. But yes, very, very good. I can understand exactly what you say, that you look at these people that they are interested maybe in vegetarianism, and they have read Adiraj Prabhu's cookbook, and they are not really so interested in the philosophy, and there is a punk and a bank director and a Maya Devi and a Zen meditator, and you know, they just you can't leave them alone. It will be just maybe someone will jump out of the window, you know, this meeting. Therefore, I wanted to encourage you to always be there. Only if you have no time and you feel they are grown up enough, then you can let the children alone. Let them play alone, so to say. Now we have gone 4 minutes over time. I really want to request you to read this Cultivating Your Contacts and Practical Guidelines on Follow-Up Sankirtan. Another last comment which I want to make, I was thinking very much about this test, back and forth. And see, I'm giving this course for the first time. I want to take the horror out of the test, because some devotees spoke to me, what kind of question will you ask us, and so on, and they were a little worried. I have decided to do it like this. I will give you the tests, the questions, which will cover the material which we have done, and you can fill them out if you feel inspired. It's also like this, I will have to leave after my Friday presentation. The group Jess Rotal, which you might have heard, has requested to see us. And I will go to St. Gallen to this 3 days big open air festival where 30,000 people are. So I am bound to come there for preaching. We have there a very nice big tent. It's a spiritual oasis in the ocean of material sound vibration. So Friday will be our last get together, and then we will distribute these tests, so to say, and I want to request you to send them to me in the Heidelberg address. Maybe you have questions on some questions which I have made, or you would like to stay in contact. In this way, we can stay in contact. So I just wanted to be, I decided to do it like this because I honestly want to say to all of you, I'm doing this for the first time in my life. Yes, please come in. We are finished. We were waiting for you. I'm not sure if I'm so well. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.